of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric O'Brien, Ken Evans covering the world of mixed martial arts, and wrap it up with some news of note for the week. And probably the biggest news of note that didn't include firing 115 people was that Dana White has come out and essentially thrown the gauntlet down on TRT. Now, I don't know essentially where this comes from, but I will lean heavily into my Vitor Belfort theory. In that,
why are you so mad at Vitor Belfort over the past couple weeks?
I'm not mad at Vitor Belfort. What I would say is Belfort looked to me to be much bigger than his fight with John Jones. He had a TRT exemption. I had a couple people texting me, I told you he was clean. He's not clean. He just had an exemption. Clean means there's nothing in your system.
I hate to agree with you on this, but I've been that proponent for no TRT inside the cage for MMA fighters for a long time. Here's the problem I have. Dana coming out like this, there's been a couple things this week now that have kind of bothered me. I support what he says. It's kind of rough, though, because it feels like he's throwing a fighter under the bus, because I feel like the same thing happened. The thing with Vitor came out. He tweeted about it. He apologized to his fans. I feel like he's throwing a fighter under the bus who did what is allowed right now. Now, I don't think it should be allowed. I don't think it should be allowed at all. I think that's a sign that maybe you're done fighting.
Yep.
And we talked about this with older fighters. Maybe if you got to go get shots all the time, maybe you're done with your fighting career. It's a terrible thing. This is all you've done with your life, but maybe you're done. So I agree with Dana on that. I don't necessarily agree with the timing, but, I mean, that's how Dana White works. Something comes up, he's going to start talking about it. I feel like he threw Vitor under the bus just a little bit here in this situation, and a little unfairly. And I know you've kind of mentioned all of this since that fight, and he came out looking like that.
But, well, because on two hands, number one, yes, Vitor did what was legally allowed. I, like you, don't agree with it, but it's legally allowed. So to me, to call him clean is clinically insane. However, he followed the rules and got an exemption. When you look at what they're talking about doing now, what they want to do is make sure that these guys land within a specific limit before they end up in the fight, because they're testing and then they're ramping their testosterone up. And like you said, it's your body telling you that perhaps maybe sort of kind of you should slow it down a little bit. I think Uncle Creepy probably tweeted the best thing this week saying, hey, because of all the drug use I did, I was a drug abuser before I was an MMA fighter. My testosterone is completely out of whack and they wanted to put me on TRT, but I saw all the backlash and I said, no, I'm going to fight, and if I can't fight, then I'll be done with it and do something else.
We had this with Rich Franklin. Rich Franklin was considering it. He's a fighter that I think is a UFC Hall of Famer that was getting older. And
yeah, he's, what, 38, 39?
Yeah, he's moving through his career, and he considered it, and there was fan backlash. And I just think fans, it's not that we don't want these fighters in there, but it just doesn't feel like a fair fight, and I think that's what most of us want to see. This isn't the NFL where guys are necessarily throwing themselves at each other and battering each other with helmets. These are two guys fighting, and we want that to be a fair thing. And I know Sean's got some thoughts on this that don't necessarily line up the way I do, and I find it endlessly interesting because he's a trainer and a fighter. And I feel like that's the situation you don't want to ever be put in as a trainer or a fighter to have to do it. But sometimes Sean will come out and say, oh, well, I get why they're doing it, and they're allowed to do it, so you go ahead and do it.
Yeah, well,
it's interesting to me.
And we've talked about this before, that the science of sport is way ahead of the testing. So if it's not TRT, it's certainly going to be something else. I'm not naive enough not to think that. But I like that they're taking a stance and they're going, look, there are guys now that are claiming TRT exemptions in the same way that they're claiming medical marijuana cards. And so their TRT may not even be low. And
they get a card sign.
They get a card sign. They get an exemption. They put on that muscle. They don't have a fight coming up. They cycle off and boom, they're within the level, but they took TRT and they've got that little advantage, and maybe they win, maybe they don't. I mean, we talked about Nurmagomedov fighting Tavares. Tavares popped positive, but got destroyed, you know? So not only is he suspended for 9 months, but he got his head kicked in.
Yeah, he should have done more.
Yeah,
that's the one
exactly.
Exception, if Thiago wants any.
Well, that exception, and then, of course, we've joked about Stephen Bonner. Went on steroids to fight Anderson Silva. The only way that you should fight Anderson Silva.
Right.
However, you still got your head kicked in.
Take more.
Yes.
Put him right in your head.
This will be fun to follow in that it will be yet another thing that they've got to test for, another thing that they're going to pay to test for, another thing that will put a heavy burden on that salary cap, if you will, because obviously if they've got to cut 100 people, they've got a bit of a cap, and be interesting to follow along and see how many people end up suffering financially because they're going to have to add this new level of testing because they want to test them all the way through. Chael alluded to he's already been tested this week after the announcement. So
yeah, it's a situation, too, where I feel bad because that's going to happen. But, I mean, I think it's going to open up the doors for some other guys. I mean, how many guys have been getting exceptions that maybe shouldn't have been or just got that card signed? And you don't want to be forced into doing that. That's the thing that I really don't think most people understand when we talk about this. And I know we're wrapping, but
sure,
you don't want to have to force a whole group of fighters to do drugs because 10 or 12 guys want to do it. I just think that's amazing that that's ever been allowed. But you feel like you have to if another guy's doing it.
Especially if you want to keep up. It is Way of the Warrior. Follow us for the results of UFC 157 on Twitter and Facebook. We'll catch you next week.